To come out as atheist in Iowa stirs so many negative responses that two of the four non-believers I met in a Des Moines coffee shop recently would not give me their last names. Family, friends, and co-workers of a Des Moines woman named Eileen know about her atheistic views, but she's not ready to announce them to the world.
I've seen the hate mail that other people get for being an out atheist and, you know, daring to say that in a public forum. And so that's what my concern is. I don't want to get hate mail.
Eileen is among the 3.5 million Americans who identify as atheist or agnostic. Their numbers are growing. In 1990, the percentage of U.S. adults who profess no religion in surveys stood at 8%. A Pew Research poll in late 2011 indicated 19% of the American public acknowledge no ties to religion. It has been reported that today's young people are the least religious generation in American history. Still, they live in a nation where religious belief is widely viewed as a sign of moral character and trustworthiness. Eileen wants it known she also possesses those traits.
One thing that I think it's important that I want to say about myself is that I consider myself to be moral, and I believe in right and wrong, I believe in morality, but I don't consider myself spiritual.
Eileen says her family attended a fairly liberal congregational church when she was a child. She stopped going around the sixth grade, about the time her parents divorced. She now belongs to Iowa Atheists and Free Thinkers. The group's president had a deeper connection to church when he was younger. He does not hesitate to share his full name. It's Dave Griskoviak.
I was raised as a Roman Catholic. I pretty much was a pretty good Catholic. I was an altar boy up till the age of 13, 14. I honestly considered going to seminary and becoming a priest.
Griskoviak says he gradually drifted away from his faith.
There wasn't any event. It was just more of a, you know, more things bothered me about religion. It just didn't make sense.
He leads a nonprofit group founded in 2008 and dedicated to supporting local atheists and other non-religious people. The organization's vice president will only offer his first name, John. He lives in Newton, east of Des Moines, and says it was a relief to find like-minded people.
When you're an atheist, especially in a more rural area like Newton, you feel like you're the only one.
John says he would rather it not be widely known he's an atheist to avoid being preached to by religious co-workers or acquaintances. He was confirmed into the Lutheran church when he was a kid, but that was just to satisfy his parents. He doesn't remember ever being a believer. He sometimes wishes he did.
In a lot of ways, I'm jealous of believers. I think they have a worldview that I can't possess for whatever reason. I think it would be great to believe that God will fix my problems.
When church, synagogue, temple, or mosque goers turn to God for comfort, strength, or joy, atheists look elsewhere. For such occasions as weddings and funerals, atheists turn to each other, or they look inside for the power to grapple with grief or to honor life. Kyle Bailey of Des Moines says this does not make these occasions any less emotional for non-believers.
Religion does not have the monopoly on celebrating life or mourning death. Just because we don't walk around saying, oh, he's in a better place now, does not mean that we don't feel a sense of loss personally. Indeed, perhaps we feel a deeper sense of loss because now we know that everything this person was is gone.
Bailey considers himself an agnostic atheist. He says he doesn't believe there's a God, but he can't prove it. He says he's definitely not spiritual. Griskoviak considers being spiritual the same as being religious, and atheism certainly isn't a religion or a system of beliefs. Non-believers like to say if atheism is a belief system, then bald is a hair color. And yet many atheists arrive at their convictions after carefully studying religion. The Iowa Atheists and Freethinkers offer Bible classes to its members so they can, if challenged, cite passages to support their atheism. As a result, Griskoviak says non-believers are often more fluent in Scripture than those who worship.
There was an online Bible quiz not too long ago. I think it had like 20 questions on it, kind of more or less obscure things. And people identified as non-religious did much, much better than religious people on this. Go figure.
Grzkowiak's organization is best known in central Iowa for an ad campaign it ran on Des Moines-area regional transit buses. In August of 2009, it posted the message, "Don't believe in God? You are not alone," on 20 DART buses. They were quickly removed after a public outcry. Grzkowiak says membership to the IAF tripled after the controversy because of the media hoopla surrounding it.
The irony of it is we would not have gotten nearly as much press had they not yanked the signs down. Had there just been signs on a bus, and they would have been ignored.
Even though members of Iowa Atheists and Freethinkers say organizing non-believers is like herding cats, the group is attempting to bring them together for volunteer projects and social occasions. Eileen, who we heard from earlier, would like to see them begin visiting non-religious hospice patients who she feels may be underserved by caregivers at the time of death. She says she also has a dream of finding a building, a space where non-believers can gather.
My husband and I call it Atheist Church, and a lot of people don't like that. Yeah, and everybody's shaking their head. No, they don't like it, but, you know, it's that idea.
An idea that might work if she loses the church reference. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.